Okay, so again, we're talking about the two dargas of betochen. Kuf pay at the bottom of the page, I believe. Am I correct? Yeah, oh, no, we're at the bottom of the page. Betochen, bedo, ikvus, and mashicha. We spoke about the two different levels, stage one, stage two. Don't have to go into again. Let's have a look and see what's relevant to us. Kasheyudi chai le'oire shel betochen misug zeh. When a person lives with this type of betochen, the betochen that we saw encapsulated in the Rashi, that we saw in the Rashi, Tomim Tiyem Hashem Elokecho, Kol Shliyova Alecha Makabel B'Tmimos, Al Techakel Asiris. Don't look and start worrying at what's going to be in the future. You Makabel, whatever Hashem does for you. When a person lives with that level of betochen, any nichlas la panika, gam bezmani makashir biyoter, he doesn't enter into hysterics, even in the worst situations. Habetochen masayno la hashrei shalva, simcha veemuna bebeisu. That's the goal. The goal of betochen is shalva simcha veemuna. When a person lives with that level of betochen, that's what he has, and that's what he's able to radiate. B'kol ha'tanayim u'b'kol ha'metzovim b'ruchnis v'gashmi so'enu so'evil m'metachim v'charadot me'at keflei v'mikol ha'simptomim ha'ma'afim es b'nei doreinu. He lives above all the machalot, all the symptoms of this generation, the high blood pressures and the heart problems and the depressions, is above all that. But noisef lakach, hatikshoret va'itonot va'apolitika einu manyenoto klal. All the politics and all the what's going on, and this one said this, and he said this, and she did this, and they're doing this. Lo manyenoto. It doesn't come onto his radar screen. Lo kashur alav bichlal. Lehefech. Sorry, I left that over there. He knows that all the world's problems aren't resting on his narrow shoulders. He lives with tranquility and security. Knowing that the Boy Ram will do what's best for him. He does what he has to do, what is incumbent upon him, what the Torah mechayves him to do. And the rest, he lets the Kodesh Baruch Hu run the world. Look to me. As we get closer and closer to the final Gula, you're going to see an increase of this aspect of what's called Tzadik V'ra'alo. And it's got much worse since he wrote this. Tragedies, Rahman al-Itzlan. Tzoros, how many Yisoyim Almonas do you need in 1 year? Ulam kefi shebanu adova mahav esimen shalinu bedarga. Shanu amnam roim lamed ben Yisoyim es kashim elu lekablem besimcha. It's a simen that we've gone up a level and we're getting closer and closer to Mashiach. And the Asr Chaim Kanievsky, after the Twin Towers, what's going to be? He said it's just going to get worse and worse until Mashiach comes. And he was right, as usual, but much worse. The kol shachoyshech mitgabe ba'olam, as it gets darker and darker in the world, which it is, sheker is very preeminent. It's hard to find even a zig of emes in the world today. We're going deeper and deeper. We live with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and slowly, slowly, on a day-to-day basis, we're getting more and more in touch with the love we have for him and the love he has for us. And what's going on around, all the noise and the tumult or whatever, nothing to do with me. You have to know what to daven for. And after that, We are not in control of world events. We have to do what we have to do. Matzav zeh shel ribei yisurim rachmana litzlan mitnai ha-geula. This sugya, and that's a shame, we'll be discussing this for a long time and we'll come to some interesting conclusions towards the end of the sefer. But this increase of yisurim rachmana litzlan, it's one of the conditions of the geula. Kamo shemeva ha-maral shetchila satzmichi la'achar shlav ha-rikvoin ha-muchlat. You can't have a tzmicha, you can't have a plant sprouting out of a seed until the seed disintegrates and rots completely. Rikvon muchlat. Tzmicha sagul abo mitoich harikvon muchlat shel kol ha'olam shekodem limos ha'mashiach. The geula will sprout out of the very disintegration of the world that comes before limos ha'mashiach. Ha'olam mitparek. It's disintegrating. And that's the ground where the seed of gula will sprout from. Hemitnaya gula, it's a condition of the gula. Kasher kol ha'mareches ha'bitchoinyos va'kalkilyos va'chevritoit va'mesherios yaharosu. When all the security systems and the financial systems and all the big edifices that people have built, all the koychevritim yodi, towers that people have built, when all those things come crashing down, when all the shek is completely wiped out, misham yinvoit v'yismoich oire shel Mashiach. Erev Purim is important to see that. Misham yinvoit v'yitzmach oire shel Mashiach. That's where Mashiach will sprout from the worst possible moment. That's what we saw in Purim. On Purim, we went from Ha-Kagigis to Kabbalahs HaTorah Ba'Ava. What's the difference? Why does the Kabbalahs of Torah on Purim have to be a Kabbalah Shel Ava? What was missing at Ha-Sinai? At Ha-Sinai, Yom Shabbos tells us, there was a lack in the Kabbalahs of Torah there. It was ha-kigigis. You have to do it. I was a kasheh, and you said it. But I have to do it. So as Mr. Day, I'll do it. And Libreira, you have to do it. You have to do it. You have to keep Shabbos. How do you keep Shabbos? It's impossible. You have to set it, but you have to. I said, so you do it. That's ha-kigigis. Then you start keeping Shabbos. And you start seeing what it gives you, and how geshmak it is, and what it does for you, and how much you get out of it. So now you start doing it, not because, and Breira, you start doing it because. You want to, because you see what it does for you. It's the same as in the Yisurim, in the Betochen. The Kabbalah of Torah Mi'ava. When you can turn around to Hashem and say, Hashem, I thank you for all the afflictions you gave me, because that was the Yeshua. It was only because I went through that the Yeshua could come. That's what we're going through now. That's Dor Ikfasid HaMashiach. Ribe Yisurim Rachmana Litzlan, because that's the only way to get to the Tzmicha that we're waiting for. Kasher kol ha-sheki yitmoitet legamrei, when all the buildings, all the edifices, all the marechets of Koich V'Yetzim Yodi are completely wiped out, then the aura of Mashiach can start shining. Ne'ema ki meitzeis chameretz Yisrael re'en and niflois. We're told that in the same way with all the niflois that I took you out of Mitzrayim, so too will be the going out of this golus. Matzaveinu kiyoyim, doyim ele matzav shel Klal Yisrael b'shar sh'om d'rega echad nifnei ha-geula soifes al sfas ha-yom tzuf. It looks very similar to Klal Yisrael, the moment before the sea split. They were standing on the yam, waiting for something to happen, because right now it is imminent death. There was no way forward because they didn't know how to swim. And the ferry guy had gone away. There was no ferry. There were no cruise liners on the Yam Suf then. On each side was an uninhabitable desert with wild animals and poisonous things crawling around. And behind them were the Mitzrim with their army. So you were caught between a rock and a hard place. Let's have a look and see what Chazal say about it. Try and see if you can find yourself in this story. Chazal bir al apostle Yonosi b'chaga hasela b'seis hamadrega. In the second parak of Shir HaShirim, the pasuk says, "Yonosi b'chagai haselo." My dove is in the cleft of a rock, b'seisa hamadrega, hidden in the cleft of a rock. Chazal tell us, "Lama you Yisrael daimi b'isa shar." Klal Yisrael, as they stood waiting for something to happen at Yam Suf, what were they like? They were like a dove. He's running away from an eagle. An eagle likes to eat doves. So there's an eagle chasing him. He runs away. Where does he go? He wants to go into a cleft in the rock. He's going to hide away in the cleft where the eagle can't get to. There was a problem, though. In the cleft of the rock, there's a snake. So he's got a bit of a problem. Picture that says, he wants to go away from the snake. He has to go outside. There's this eagle waiting for him. And if he goes back into the cleft to hide away from the eagle, there's a snake waiting for him. Classic rock and a hard place. Yeah. Kacha Yisrael. Hayam oilech v'sor aleim. In front of them, there's a wild sea. V'asreina reidef achareim. V'achais min amid bayim akoifim ba'aba ruchas. Midrash Tanchuma, on all sides, they were surrounded by no hope. Nothing. He's got nowhere to go. He can't sit down. He has to sort of like take his chances. Nowhere to go. He's hitting his wings. He's flapping to try and get away from the snake. He doesn't want to get involved with this eagle. And he's bashing his wings on the side of the rocks. That's who we are today. If you haven't found yourself already, I'll help you out. That's how we are today. Inside the home, outside the home. We're all in a trap. If you go outside, not the greatest place to be. You come back inside, the streets already got to your house before you came out. There used to be a time you could lock your door and keep the street out. It's too late. End of Akazalia. End of Akazalia. That's what you're supposed to do. Yonai b'chaga haselo. That's who we are. You're caught. There's mamash nowhere to hide. If you don't know what I'm talking about, let me know, because I need you to come to see. Explain to me why you're different. Everybody's got unbearable problems. How do you survive? Go outside, go back inside. You do it. Ain't Brady, you have to do it. Ain't Brady, you have to do it. Sort of hard to get you, you know. You have to do it. You have to find a shidduch for your daughter, then you got to find the money, then you got that's the duck, and
then you got the wedding.
How do you do that? Then you have to deal with the photographer, that's the worst story. That's
don't turn me back.
We won't. La Maisa, Ma Rotse Mitani Hashem Bisparach Pusha Goira Lizu. What does Hashem want from us in this situation? A Ben Torah wants to know. Who created this Metziyut? Rabbi Shalom. And Imam in Bimun Shleima. Shaboyas Bokh Shmai, who Boyro Manik the Kola, Bribu Lada Oisovisakulamasi. Levad, he's doing everything. As Maurot Semi many. Hishmianes Kailecho, Ukailo Emelan, Titbalalu, Titsoru Keshe Imi. Shem says, come talk to me. I can help you. Just come and speak to me. Titsru keshimi. Create a relationship with me. Taminu betaftocho bi. Have imuna and betochen in me. Al tirkshu ki'ilu atem uvodim uyoshim. Don't stop feeling like you're abandoned and hopeless. Tifnu yishirus alai. How did Esther feel? How did Esther feel in that moment when she was about to go into Haman? How did she into Achashverosh? How did she feel? Kaylee, Lama Zavtani, Kaylee, Hashem, why have you abandoned me? completely hopeless. She had no hope. She knew she was losing everything. Olam hazeh and olam haba. That's what she told Mordechai. And Mordechai told her what? Lady, you got your own problem. You want to go in and do what you have to do? Well, no, don't go. The Yeshua of Klal Yisrael is going to come. It'll come from you, not from you. You don't want to go in. It'll come from somewhere else. I mean, what's the chutzpah? But what's going to be left of you and your father's house? Ephes, nothing. Don't think you'll be safe. So she's got a hakigigi situation there. So what does she do? She goes, but she knows. She knows that's it. This world and the next world, gone. She's not Barnes anymore. She's going Barotson. You know, she's got no more. And she's walking in there and she's going with the Shekhinah. She went to a very high level. And then she walks into the palace. There's all the Avodah Zorah there. The Shekhinah leaves her. But the Shekhinah won't be in a room where it's full of Avodah Zorah. Kaylee Keller, where's the Tanya? And she will walk in there on her own and she knows she's facing imminent death. Why does she do it? And brave. There's a lot of choices in this day. And she goes in and what happens? Miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle starts happening. And that's the same in our lives. It's the same in our lives. Every situation you have that you look and you see it's impossible. How am I going to get to that? How am I going to deal with it? And you daven and you do the ishtadlis you have to do because none of us are potter from ishtadlis. And then suddenly, I don't know, things start happening. How do you finish the month? How do you pay for the chassan? How do you do this? How do you do that? How do you deal with the doctor? And then you go from hakegigis to kabbalah salmah, kabbalah salterah, but you see that it's happening. That's what Hashem's telling us. You've got impossible problems. You can't solve these problems. That's the point of those problems. You can't solve Yishmael. Don't even try. You can't solve Yishmael. Yishmael is there to get you to realize you have no solution. Your koich veitzim yodi ain't going to change anything. It's going to make it worse. Tifnu alai, come to me. Alta rotzu rakesh nevuas mi elodim autistim. Don't go running around trying to get nevuas from autistic children. That was very fashionable in those days. Used to go get there, used to get nevuas from children that are autistic. Tifnu rak alai. Shulu avichim b'shamayim, come back to you, Abba. Accept what's happening. Recognize, first of all, where it's coming from. It's not the prime minister, and it's not the Americans, and it's not the Ani Levad. That's who you have to deal with. Nimshola Israeli Yoina. My Yoina is a Poshet Savara Neshchita. Kal Yisrael. In the Midrash and Shira Shirim, it says, why is Klal Yisrael compared to a dove? Because the dove, when Shechita comes, when it comes down to bring an offering, he sticks his neck out for Shechita, willingly. So too, Klal Yisrael. Hayyoyna einu mit negeres l'Shechita. The Yoyna is not against Shechita. He makabeles his gzadina ba'ahavo. He accepts his din ba'ahavo. He knows it's from Hashem. The Yoyna, one of the qualities of the Yoyna is loyalty. Once you've worked out that it's only coming from Hashem, no one else, who is this Hashem that it's coming from? So then if it's coming from Hashem, we don't understand. We wouldn't do it exactly the same way. And go back and write your own Megillah and have a look how much Hashem's done for you already. Miracle after miracle after miracle, we forget about it. But sit down and write your own Megillah Esther without Hashem's name in it, the same way as the Megillah is written Hashem's name in it, and go through it carefully and see if you can see the name of Hashem in your Megillah. If you see that I am your Nosi, that are found in this rock and a hard place. They're trying to run away and hide in the cracks of the rocks. Although the goodness that is normally available seems to be withheld from them. Al titome al kach. Don't be surprised by that. Da kisibus hayusurim hi hareines marecho. Don't be astounded by that. You must know that the reason for the yusurim is hareini es marecho. Linesoisam lahares es yoifim ve'es dvukosom bi. The reason is, this is what's happening to them, is I want to show them how beautiful they are and how close they are to me. Hashmiyein es kolecho. Hashem says, I want to hear your voice. Yishmo kail. He'll cause your voice to be heard by Hashem. Because you'll realize there's no solution. So what will you do? You'll stop screaming to Hashem. What did Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim do? When Moshe came, they thought, oh, good. That's it. Baruch Hashem, we're out of here. What happened? It got worse. Then they started screaming. Klal Yisrael calls when Esther was in the palace. Klal Yisrael wasn't davening properly. Suddenly Esther starts calling for fast and she's starting to have feasts with Haman. Klal Yisrael got really scared. They thought she turned. She thought something's gone wrong here. They thought, why is she inviting Haman to the feast? She didn't want the reason she did it. She wanted Klal Yisrael to realize, don't rely on me. Don't rely on me. You need to daven. You have no solutions. I can do what I can do. One of the reasons they say that she invited Haman to the feast. So too, yeah. Hashmien is kolecha. I want to hear a voice. He started tayve mehem he b'shil she yishmu es kolam b'tfilo. Hashem hides the goodness away from us because he wants to hear our voices in tefillah. V'lo yichshavu ka'einim ha'ivim l'fona. Don't you think that he doesn't love us, chas v'chilila? U'lechein bo aleim kol ha'tzah. That's where all the tzah is coming. Ela la'afach. Ki koylecha aru v'merecha na'avu. Hashem says, your voice is sweet and your appearance is beautiful. Misa'iva nili tefillosom. I have a taiva, I yearn, I lust for your tefillahs, Hashem says. I love you, and I know that you're able to express that love back to me even in the worst situation. Anybody got a different situation today? Then what are you talking about? Suffering, problem? I don't know. I didn't know there was such a thing. Everybody knows what we're going through. The Neirav Ayoyim. And it's getting worse and worse. And we're waiting for the Minister of Security, and you're waiting for the army, and waiting for the... Everyone's going to solve the problem, but no one's ever solved the problem. Small, Yamin, center, upstairs, downstairs. Anyone come up with a solution? When you're in opposition, you have all the solutions in the world, and then you become the government, and you just do that as the government before, because you don't have any solutions. Not financial, not security, not medical, nothing. Because Hashem says, what you put your trust in, that's what you get stuck with. You put your trust in me, you've got me. You put your trust in all the other forces out there. Hashem says, go because you don't. I'm not going to deal with you anymore. You go sort yourself out with him. Where do you put your trust? That's what you get stuck with. Gama goin mi Vilna, zoch zchuse yogan aleinu, mave be mishle she ikke gewonnes ne sina teure va mitz slam so, heise kedei she yishimu es betchoinem b'ashem. The goin says the ikke gewonnes of giving the teure and the mitzvahs to Klal Yisrael was that they should have betochen in Hashem. Zu tachlis a teure va mitzvahs bechines tzadik be'emunos v'yichim. That's the command of Torah and mitzvahs. Be'emunah kodol gam inyan ha-betochen. Embedded, included in emunah is also betochen. Ha-betochen ha-kiyam ha-maiseh shal mitzvahs emunah b'kol shitchei ha-chay. Person has emunah. How does he live his life according to that emunah? That's called betochen in all areas of your life. Kivyeh shebe'yano yishnam b'betochen b'dregas ramos. Many different dagas of betochen. B'dor shilano ha-skukim l'ma'a gavur yoyseh. This generation is the highest level of betochen. The betochen muchlat b'Hashem isparach. Mibli leshir shiu kol shein de lo betochen. No area of your life where you're not dealing with Hashem. Betochen in everything. Everything. whatever tzoros you have, whatever problem you have, whatever you're going, Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who's causing all the problems there in Shushan? Who is the biggest troublemaker? Hashem. Hashem. Who arranged the whole story? Who organized the whole thing? You read the Megillah, you can see it as a Kaychav Yitzim Yodi event. Or you can see Hashem's name in every word, every line, the whole picture. So one chat is brought down, Purim's called Purim because of Kihurim. When you look at the Purim story, you see a little Kramia, a little Kramia, a little Kramia, nothing seems to be very, very connected. It's just isolated events that took place, you know, court intrigues and jealousies and all sorts of, you know, the normal things that take place, you know, in a Medina, you know, in the palace. This one's jealous of this one tries to backstab that one, this one's there, you know, this one's jealous of this one's wife, the whole Kihurim. You put it all together, what do you have? One straight line of Kodesh Baruch Hu Hashgacha Pratis. Hashem's signatures over the entire scene, of the entire story. Do that to your own life. Look at your own life and see it's exactly the same. Pirurim, that seem to be, this has nothing to do with this, my connection. This, put them all together, you see it's all one straight line of a Kodesh Baruch Hu interfering in your life. Abachina Hagavua, Bebatochani Kashitasa Shal Rashi. Kamuz Baleil, Umash Moisa. The highest level of the Tochen, as we explained above, is Rashi. To rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Rashi.
Huh?
Rashi.
What?
It's Rashi or is...
Rashi. Okay, so let's just start again. Chayim HaSan Avavis is Betochen. When you have total Betochen Hashem, you get whatever you want.
Right.
That's not shaykh to us. That's too low for us. That's shaykh in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu and those people. Tzadik v'toivlo. We're in the world of tzadik v'ralo in phase two. The end of phase two, coming to phase three. Tomim tiyashem alakecho is akol shevo alecho makabul tmimas. V'al tachako ala. See this, don't worry what's going to be now. And he's going to do this, what's going to be. And if I do it, look a shoot to you, cloud. V'budah madregas ha'izbatas mucheletes. You still have to make ishtadlus, you still have to do what you have to do. About you give over everything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shemeviyas Adam Medveikus Bashem Kifi Shoem Rashi Va'az Tiyeh Imoy Ulechel Koy. When you do what Rashi tells you to do, then you'll be part of Hashem and you'll be a chalek with Hashem. V'chayre Rashi HaKadosh Charag B'pirush Zeh Mehargeilo. This is not normally what Rashi does. The Farish is traditional microbial, but Rashi explained simple pshat in the pasuk. That's Rashi's job. That's what he was hired to do. Why is he doing that here? He's not explaining pshat in the pasuk. What is he telling pshat? He's the highest dagger of the Tochen. Who asked you to explain like that? Is he talking to great big people, not to little guys like us? So why should I tell you that it's pshat? It's not shaykh to everybody. This is a practical aid that Rashi giving to any Jew that's in Golus. There's no Novi to ask him, what's going to be tomorrow? What's going to be tomorrow? He's not thinking about what's going to be tomorrow. You're going to fall into panic. We're living in Hestaponim. We're going through horrific tragedies, Rahman al Islam, like we see today. Lots of people go, what's my career? What does she want from us? Rashi comes along and tells us, this is the only thing that's going to help you. You want the refuah, you want the trufa to get through the matzav we're going through? This is what you're going to have to work from. This is what you're going to have to deal with. Tomim tiyeh ata lo musugal la'avim chesbon shamayim. You can't understand what Hashem wants and what he's doing. Therefore, you have to walk with him in tmimus. You makabel whatever comes upon you, be'ahava. That you have to do anyway. Whichever betochen level you have to do tshuva.